We're going to shoot up to Brisbane and have a chat to Greg Swan, Brisbane Lions CEO, because Brisbane Lions this year, I think there's going to be a bit of spotlight on the Brisbane Lions this year, yes. Just to see how they go in the second year under Chris Fagan. Greg Swan joins us. G'day, Greg.
Hello, KV. Hello, Doc.
Hello, Greg. We're all a little bit sort of keenly anticipating the Brisbane Lions this year. Dan, I'm not exactly sure what to get.
There has been a little bit of hype around. Yeah, when Hodgie came up, that gave us a little bit of credibility, certainly in the Melbourne market as well. So there's a bit of interest from that. But again, Charlie Cameron came along in the trade period. Yeah, we had the first round draft pick. We had three picks in the first 20, actually, with Cam Rayner and Zach Bailey and Stasevich and a few others. So yeah, it's been good, and we've touched wood. We're pretty healthy coming into the last JLT this weekend.
What did you make of 2017? It looked a lot of promise, but there's a lot of poor footy as well.
Yeah, well, we started really poorly. We won our first game and then we lost 10 in a row. But our second half was pretty good. And, yeah, we pushed a few teams, won a few games, played a lot of the kids. Barry, McGluckie, those sort of guys all got a lot of footy. And, yeah, you know, they've got bigger and stronger. And it's going to be interesting because it's pretty tough, even Fags is just saying today, picking the team for this week. Mm. We've got... good balance. Got a lot of, as I said, a lot of the kids had great pre-seasons, and some of the older blokes are playing, going well as well. So it'll be interesting. Yeah, it'll be good.
Well, you got Gold Coast, of course. That's at Southport. That's on Sunday. But, Greg, I must say, I was a little bit disappointed in the performance against Sydney. Sydney's a crack side, we know, and they've been perennial finalists. But I just thought there was... I just expected a bit more from the Lions in that game.
Yeah, look, we had a few out, but we didn't start well, and without making excuses, they played a sort of practice game against GWS, and our practice game the week before was washed out. So they were just a bit sharper than us. I think we, two goals, six or seven in the first quarter with the win, and we never quite recovered from that. But I think late in the game, we thought we just got a little bit of the rush out. We kept kicking down the line. We didn't change the angles up a bit. But, Beam, Zorko, Hodgie, they didn't play. So, they make a big difference to us. So hopefully, I'm not sure about Dane, but Dane Beams, but I think the other two will certainly play this week.
Well, so. Dane's father sadly has passed away.
He did, and just had the funeral was yesterday. So not sure. I mean, Dane's heading back to Brisbane today, but not sure whether he'll play this weekend. But he'll certainly be right for round one.
I must say, when he left Collingwood, I don't suppose people here in Victoria thought of him as a club captain. What your thoughts on that, Greg?
Oh yeah, I think even from his own admission, I mean he's matured unbelievably since he first started. But yeah, coming up here, I think it was one of those ones, Doc. You know, when you look around and you think, geez, I think it is me because everyone else is about 18 or 19, and so there was a bit of that happening. But he's a super professional. He's got a little daughter. He's got another son on the way. So he's just really matured, and he's been great. I mean, last year was his first year, but he was fantastic. And he's spent a lot of time with Hodgie as well, just sort of helping him to get better. And I think you'll see an even better captain this year.
Can I just say this, Greg? You know, with Cam Rayner, number one draft pick, and you got Charlie Cameron, you got Luke Hodge, you got Alan Christensen coming back from injury, Mitch Robinson coming back from injury. There is a little bit of pressure on the Brisbane Lions to show us something.
Yeah, look, I think we need to improve. I mean, for all the hype and all the we talk it up, and but we did finish on the bottom. So, that's the reality of it. We do. We want to get better. We're practicing to get better, and we think we will get better. So, I'm not sure there's a heap of pressure on us, but we do need to start improving and winning more games than we lose, that's for sure.
What about off the field, Greg? I mean, obviously the Gold Coast Suns are significantly affected by the Commonwealth Games. Have they had a negative commercial impact on the Brisbane Lions as well, the games?
We haven't. We've had to move early in the season. We have, instead of having, home away, we have a couple away. We have to play Port Adelaide to Port Adelaide and Richmond at Richmond in a row because we can't play at the Gabba because all the buses that we transport the people to the ground are down in the Gold Coast taking people to the Comm Games. But now, other than that, it's not too bad for us.
Just repeat that. two of your home games are being played interstate.
No, you normally play one at home, one away. No, right. we can't for the period that the games are on in mid-April.
Yeah.
We can't play at the Gabba because there's no public transport. Like, all the buses and things are down on the Gold Coast. So instead of, like, for example, we play St Kilda away, Melbourne at home, then we've got Port away and Richmond away. So of our first four games, we've got three away because we can't get onto the Gabba.
There's no public transport in Brisbane.
Well, minimal.
none for you anyway.
Well, Greg, certainly on a weekend, yeah.
Greg Swann has joined us, Brisbane Lions CEO. Greg, I would say that the future of the Brisbane Lions lies in the hands of Hipwood and Harris Andrews. I think they're two important bookends for you. And a young kid called Alex Witherton, I'm not quite certain. I think he's an exceptional talent. Not quite certain. What's his contract status?
He was on a 2-year deal initially. He just re-signed and extended for a couple of years. So,
That is good.
All those guys are locked away. As I said, Barry McGluggy, it's all those guys from that draft, Witherden, Cedric Cox, Hippies through to 21 or something, Dan McStay, all those young guys have re-signed. So, that's a real positive for us.
Got any nice horses at the moment, Greg? How many have you got? How many race horses have you got? You're almost like the Sheik.
Oh, please, I've got about two.
Oh.
I've got a small, literally small share in Merchant Navy, but...
you know what? A very, very small share in Merchant Navy is worth a lot of money, Greg.
He's a pretty good horse. So,
is he in the Newmarket on Saturday?
He is.
And you're coming down for the run?
I might be. I'm not sure yet. I've got the girls are playing at home on Saturday, so I'll have to work out what I can do there.
They're in second spot at the moment too, Greg. I did see on the field just recently after one of the wins. You looked very, very excited.
No, that was in Adelaide. I'm not sure how I ended up on the ground, but I did. I was trying to get into the rooms, and next minute I was on the ground. But for the girls, actually, our destiny's in our own hands. So we're sitting second.
Yep, on percentage.
Yeah, we need to win them both. And I think if we do, we'll probably... I mean, it looks like the Bulldogs will finish on top. But, it's a log jam. I mean, we got Melbourne beat us last week, which made it really open again. But, we've got Collingwood at home this week, and then we play GWS the following Friday. So, I mean, we believe that, our destiny's in our own hands. We've got quite a bit of a good percentage gap on the rest. So... hopefully, if we win the next two games, we should make it.
Greg, what would be a good membership number for you this year?
We want to get 25,000. We've ticked over through 20,000, in the last week or so. We've had, in the halcyon days, we've had in the mid-30s and things like that. But, look, we think it's a good time to get on board. I mean, I know it's funny because, when you do all the surveys and talk to all the members, we've heard it all before. But I think there's, we've got genuine talent on the list. And as we said, we finished the season off, well last week. I'd like to think on Sunday against the Gold Coast, we're both going to have pretty much full strength teams, and it'll be a good, good indicator for us how we're going. We'd like to get, especially now, like talking on SEN, all the old Fitzroy people, and we've always had really terrific support in Melbourne. Our first game's in Melbourne, that St Kilda game on the Saturday afternoon. So... we'd like everybody to get on board because I think you will see some good improvement from us this year.
Yeah, I think the Brisbane Lions pretty good hands, Kevin. Greg, wish you the best of luck for season 2018 and wish you best of luck on Saturday in the Newmarket Handicap.
Thanks, Doc. And how's KB going now that he doesn't, he has a big sleep in? Is he sort of a bit sleepy on the radio? Or how's he going there?
He's just a pain in the Tijuana brass, mate.
Greg, I'm going to try and get you some members. All you have to do is head to membership.lions.com.au or you can call 1-800-2168-85 and that's to become a Lion member today. Greg, good luck for the season. We'll speak many times during the course of the year.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.